and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2307, and it was recorded on Thursday, 16th of January, 2025. Welcome from me, Ruth Murray, and as usual, I am joined by Paul Henderson. Today we have our usual mix of items, news from Norwich Evening News, the BBC website and the EDP, some letters to the Evening News and three features which will be read by Sam Elmhurst. We have four new listeners this week, Daryl Zhang, Jim Barton and Eunice Cording, all from Norwich, and Tony James from Wroxham. Welcome to you all and we hope you enjoy listening.
Hello everyone. Here are today's first batch of news items, starting with a 300-mile cycle ride in memory of a mum's childhood hometown. A bereaved son is making the final preparations for a 300-mile bike ride in memory of his mum, who died from a rare form of cancer. Mark Smith, 34, will cycle from his home in Wyndham to Sunderland, where his mum, Alison, grew up. The four-day ride will end on February the 18th, the five-year anniversary of her death from clear cell carcinoma, aged 59. Mark, 34, said, "I came home from work on February the 17th and my dad sat me down to tell me my mum had terminal cancer. He said the doctors didn't know how long she had left. The next morning, I got a call to say I needed to go to the hospital and see her before she died at 4:20 p.m. that afternoon. So it was all very quick. However, it wasn't long before Mark was using his heartbreak to help others struggling, setting up a mental health group at his old work in Whittlingham. He also took part in a bike ride with his friend Saul Whittaker in January 2023 to help raise money after his wife, Alice, who died from triple negative breast cancer. Doing the bike ride with Saul, I thought it was only fitting to do something similar for Mum's anniversary," Mark said. "It will be me and Saul riding, while my dad and wife will be supporting us in the car. There's a lot of emotion around it, but having everyone here is a great comfort. A Just Giving page, which has already raised more than £600, has been set up to help raise money for Cancer Research UK."
Two new volunteer doctors have joined the Norfolk Accident Rescue Service, NARS, team. Dr. Diego Olivare and Dr. Jaron Mabbott will assist the East of England Ambulance Service Trust in providing pre-hospital emergency care. With the addition of these two doctors, NARS aims to continue saving lives and supporting the community during emergencies with a team of doctors, nurses, critical care paramedics, and first responders. Dr. Olivare has 17 years of experience in the Army, including 11 years as a pre-hospital and emergency doctor serving in the Balkans, Iraq and Afghanistan. He also worked as a full-time consultant in Italy before moving to the UK in 2015, where he continued his work in emergency medicine at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Dr. Mabbott is an RAF medical officer and a GP with a special interest in pre-hospital medicine. He has worked in the UK and internationally, including Cyprus and the Falkland Islands, and is skilled in delivering critical care in challenging settings.
Aerial photographs have revealed a £19.2 million new wing of a Norfolk hospital taking shape, weeks before it is due to open. The Willow Therapy Unit at Norwich Community Hospital in Beauthorpe Road is expected to welcome its first patients before the end of January. The new facility is set to provide an extra 48 beds, which should help reduce bed blocking at acute sites like the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. It will provide therapeutic and rehabilitative care to people who have been treated in hospital. But the project has faced a series of delays, which have seen it scheduled to open some 7 months after it was originally planned to be complete. It was hoped that the facility would be up and running in June 2024. However, this was pushed back due to delays in receiving planning permission. It was then targeted to open in December, but delays in construction meant it was not ready to open ahead of Christmas. A spokesman for the Norfolk Community Health and Care Trust, which runs the hospital, said it was expected patients will be treated at the centre later this month.
A new company in Norwich is modernising imaging of knee joints using 3D scans to help people better understand their joint health. Knee 3D, based at Norwich Research Park, is using state-of-the-art computed tomography, CT, scans to provide a 3D view of knee joints. Professor Tom Termese, the founder, says the technology gives a more detailed and reliable way of assessing joint diseases like osteoarthritis than traditional 2D x-rays. The startup will initially support research analysis services, but plans to provide point-of-care 3D evaluation of CT imaging that will one day replace x-rays. Patients have access to their healthcare data, but they won't necessarily understand what is being shown to them or what they are reading in a report, Professor Termese said. Harnessing CT imaging data gives you a 3D overview of the joint, whereas x-rays only give you a 2D view. It is also standardisable and reliable, so the data you get from a CT scan creates a good platform to develop quantitative analysis.
Their heroics on the pitch can send hearts racing. But thanks to a new awareness campaign, Norwich City's football stars have also learned what to do if they encounter somebody in heart difficulty. Members of the club's first team squad have taken part in a session with the East of England Ambulance Service Trust to learn CPR. The hour-long session was part of the Trust's Restart a Heart campaign, which aims to increase awareness of out-of-hospital cardiac arrests and maximise the number of people able to help in these situations. Each year, there are more than 30,000 out-of-hospital cardiac arrests in the country when resuscitation is attempted, and fewer than one in 10 of these people survive.